Eid al-Fitr is celebrated at the end of a month-long time of fasting and sharing happy moments by family reunions. However, it's different in Jerusalem al-Quds since Muslims and all Palestinians won't have anything to celebrate while their families and friends are being killed every day by the Israeli army.
Here in Jerusalem, the center of the Middle East, if not the center of the world, we're not really celebrating Eid this year. Neither the shop owner or the shopper themselves, there is no usual shopping is not happening. The usual happiness is not in the heart of the people. We are all thinking about the people in Gaza and the terrible tragedy that they're living through. We have declared this year that we are not celebrating the Eid here in Jerusalem. Rather, we are thinking about our brothers and sisters in Gaza.
More than a dozen Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank over the past few days. They lost their lives in violent protests against the ongoing Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip. More than 1,000 people have also been arrested. This obviously doesn't make Palestinians, including kids in Jerusalem al-Quds, feel happy to begin a fresh start with the Eid day.
I don't want to get gifts this Eid nor buy new clothes because Gaza kids are being killed and their houses are being demolished and their moms are dying as well.
People in Jerusalem al-Quds have decided to serve only dates and black coffee to their guests during Eid, like what they do in funerals, in solidarity with the families in Gaza. After a month of fasting, Muslims around the world are preparing to celebrate Eid al-Fitr, which is supposed to be an occasion for family gatherings and for kids to wear their finest clothes. But how are Palestinians in Jerusalem al-Quds supposed to celebrate while their loved ones are dying, their houses are demolished, and their land occupied? Sabrina Taha, Press TV, Al-Quds, Jerusalem.